It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Well, it looks like immigration has been having a problem recently with Nigerians leaving the country for no just cause. And they're saying people are going outside, you know, to get greener pastures.
Are you serious?
They're also saying that the people abroad are wicked to Nigeria by allowing people from Nigeria to move to their country and leaving us stranded.
All of you are not holy.
If you're wondering what we're talking about on this episode of the 4Play Podcast, it is Jackpot culture and Nigerian people. Yeah, if you haven't followed us on social media, go ahead and do that. Cool FM Kano on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We got the goons in the studio. We got D talking.
I'm here.
Of course, Blue Magic.
What up, what up?
We also have Mega with the double G.
What up, what up, what up?
Hey, yes, my name is Carla with the double T, and you're welcome to the 4Play Podcast, episode 4, season 2. We're talking about Jackpot culture. So, who here is planning to jackpot from this Nigeria?
DJ will go tell you.
I think that's the wrong question, actually. The right question is, who is not jackpotting?
You know, the thing is, sometimes in public, you don't want to, you know, say this kind of thing. Like, no, I really love this country. Yeah. I just want to stay back and watch things work. Let's put hands together. But behind the scene, we are filling forms.
But why? Why are people always trying to hide their jackpot aspirations from other people? It makes no sense.
Haters now.
We are
ready for immigration. They are wondering. Are you guys not supposed to be in charge of all the numbers and everything? Mm-hmm. They are still wondering how people are going out. So that means, you really cannot tell. Your moves could be scuttled by one dumb thing that you probably say to someone.
We are African, so we have some small beliefs.
I am amongst those who don't believe in all these voodoo and black magic things.
Oh, you don't?
Yes.
But I will still
not say a word if it's time. I mean, it's not like jackpot now, right? Mm-hmm. If you have some good news coming, probably. People keep wondering, are you sure you are a celebrity? Celebrity show us, you know, different pictures of this. And I'm like, nah, relax. I'm not too comfortable.
Chill celebrity status.
Yeah, I'm not.
To be honest, I have a story of a lady who actually told me a story of her boyfriend at the time who was planning to travel to, you know, relocate to another country. And then, the guy went to Abuja, and he was supposed to move in the morning, and in the night he had an accident.
The night before
he traveled.
So, like, does that mean like someone did
and he died.
It, and then he got?
That's what they believe. Died? Yeah, he died. That's what they believe in their house.
Okay, Scarlett, you're going to say something before he said.
So now you know.
We will not talk.
Now I suspect in that family, even to go and buy chewing gum in the junction, nobody's telling anybody.
And the catch of the story, they told the guy not to tell his dad that his dad has a basket mouth, right? But he told the dad anyway because he loved the dad so much.
Oh, yes.
I mean, how do you even try without it? You tell your father. It's your father.
That's the tricky part.
But the father will brag about it.
Exactly.
Leaving this country.
And Imadi is like the first in the family lineage to leave Nigeria. Do you know the bragging right that comes with that? Like the first in the generation.
Him leave first now. I think that's just hardcore. But that's one of the reasons why people don't share. But before we go on to talking about or asking individual questions, I just want to remind you that you're listening to the 4Play Podcast on Cool FM, or brought to you by Cool FM Kano. If you ain't following us on social media, you're not listening via the websites, what's going on? www.coolfm.ng/Kano. You can find other episodes of the 4Play Podcast on there. It's Cool FM Kano on all social media platforms.
It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast.
Now back to the podcast. Let's head on to Blue Magic first and just, ask him. Besides the economic situation of Nigeria, do you think there are other reasons why people are leaving the country?
To be fair and to be honest, I feel if the economic situation in Nigeria were to be fine, I feel like people are actually going to be coming back from the abroad, back to Nigeria. Because, I mean, these countries are very stiff. They have good structures. And if you had money, you would want to be in Nigeria to enjoy this money, to be very honest with you.
What do you think, Detox?
So I used to think that it's all about this economics. Like, you just need to go out there and have money.
Exactly.
And then recently I realized people who were earning very good amounts of money in Nigeria were also leaving the country. So I'm thinking, okay, so maybe it's not just about the money. I think insecurity very recently has caused a lot of people trying to, because no matter how much money you have, you can't even sleep and close your eyes as it is. You can't use the roads. Taking a flight has become something else.
Yeah.
And so I think safety, like that insecurity, is like the number one reason why a lot of people want to jackpot. And you hear people say, you know what, even if I'm not leaving, I'll find a way to take my family out of here. Keep them out there. It can be stiff and stuff, but you know that at the end of the day, it's safe.
Yeah.
So you can just be here rugged in your streets, but make family day there.
And it's a good thing when you mentioned, you know, a couple of people who have, who seem to be comfortable still wanting to jackpot. And I also realized that they don't mind paying for the basics. The average Nigerian will look for a way. He knows that he's supposed to be using a meter to get electricity from electricity distribution company. The average Nigerian will go and look for one backyard to do one connection somewhere. But guess what? When he or she goes abroad, they pay for electricity supply.
That's true.
You pay for water. So there are some
and the rates are
like,
actually higher.
Yeah, they don't mind. If you are giving it to me, I will pay. And you know now, over there it's stiff. If you are paying for this, that is exactly what you are getting. Your utilities and stuff will stay like that. So I want to believe now, people are tired of a nation that just doesn't work.
Help us, help us.
They are looking for a place where it just works. That's how I'll put it. I mean, back then they used to say, you know, education, to go further your education. Oh boy, now people went on further in Nigeria.
Further.
My brother, they are still moving over there. So that's not the only reason right now. So, and I know that other reasons will come up
over
the next couple of years. But personally, I am not a fan of Jack Ma. People will get to that point.
What do you say?
Yeah, I am not a part of Jack Ma. If you study
me, I shall just want to get money.
I feel like Mega will be the first one.
Now, like, to be honest, if I have a, you know, you have a decent amount of money, I feel like it's just better to be in Nigeria.
Do you understand?
And that's the problem with this money too.
And maybe the more money you have, the more you want to jackpot. I don't know.
You get it to a certain point, you start thinking, I could actually get more and, you know, buy certain things. The reason why I'm not too, you know, freaked out, but I realize that the world seems to be going towards tech. And there's a possibility that within the next couple of years, with tech, you could actually work remotely from any part of the country. And the speed at which, you know, the internet advancement comes from the West into Africa, bruv, the speed has like tripled. It gets here before you say Jack Robinson. 4G, I mean, just take a look at 3G now. It took forever. Everyone was saying 3G.
You know
3G.
How long it took? I mean,
you know how long it took for
2005
3G?
Yes, then.
Before it finally got here, 4G was like, pim. 5G, it's here already.
But remotely working when it comes to like tech and stuff like that doesn't take away the fact that you might not still be getting like amenities and security as what you get outside the country. So you're getting money from tech because Western country, you know, ethics or policies or whatever are coming into Africa or Nigeria. But you still need to go out. You still need to travel. You still need to spend the money and all that kind of stuff.
There's vacation.
When we say jackpot in here, you're going and not coming back.
Yeah, this one.
Journey of no return.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
But you know, you said something about, you know, people are just tired of a system that doesn't work. And one way or another, we as Nigerians are responsible for the system that doesn't work.
I agree.
At the same time, when we find a system that works, because it seems like we made this not to work, and now we say system that works, we just want to run to the system that works. But it's the people there that made the system work.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times we want to throw it to the leaders, their this and that. The everyday guy just wants to cut corners in Nigeria.
Everything will be possible, different. It will be genuine.
That's a fact. It's not something you're able to do when you do this jackpotting.
Yeah.
And that's a system that works. Police catch you. You don't even want to show your papers. Maybe you don't even have them. You're thinking, let me sort myself with 200.
Yeah.
You want to enter school, you don't want to pass jam, you want to find sort one lecture. There's just so many ways. And so,
it also has to do with government policies as well. Because if I, as a Nigerian citizen, I want to be doing anyhow, and there are policies that are being put in place, and the people that are being put in place to defend those policies are doing their job, right? Which entails is still part of government. I think there can be, because even these countries that have working policies have people who are making the policies work. So if someone wants to be crazy and be like, say that shit for your brain, the other people will correct your brain for you. So at the end of the day, it still boils down to like...
We're still moving back to the same basic, which is holding these people accountable. I feel like we still have the responsibility. And this is where... Most people don't want to get their hands dirty, right? Because nobody has the energy to come and be fighting. This thing has to work because that's what it actually takes to get a good society. If you're not willing to like hold someone, and it takes a lot, especially in Nigeria where there's a lot of thuggery going on. If you talk too much, I know of in Ebonyi State of some people who wanted to hold the governor accountable, and allegedly some people were killed. Right? So it's actually very difficult and dicey, you know, for it to be achieved.
Yeah. This is the 4Play Podcast.
See, the system will always fight you, like they always say.
Yeah.
Some few weeks ago or days, some guys made a TikTok video about some people in Kano. We know what they got, you know. So the moment you begin to speak like this, they are coming for you. So I mean, first of all, are we ready to withstand it? That's another question.
That's the question.
Most young people just want to hands off and say it's not my business. Until recently, a lot more young people were saying my vote will not even count. What's the point? But now, from what we see on social media, if that's enough to judge, yeah, it seems like more young people are active now in this kind of things, and maybe small team feature.
If you be scammed, if you tell them, ask them what's your polling unit. No, that's how you, I mean, it's not just enough for you to have a PVC. Where are you supposed to cast your vote? Because if you cast your vote in another where you're not supposed to, it's going to be counted as invalid. Now, back to the point Scarlett was trying to make about government policies. I feel like, right, bruh, Nigerians will make any government policy difficult to work. And when it comes to a crime that is committed to a point where it becomes international relations, it's been doubled. Questions have been asked in that line. It becomes very difficult. Because I remember the hush puppy situation, people saying, look, if you were to be caught in Nigeria, the sentencing you got, it will not be like that. Somebody went someplace else. Now, Nigerian hands are tied at that point because the guy did not steal Nigerian money. He stole money in dollars. Matter of fact, they caught him with dollars safe. He had enough on him. So it's tough. How do you then tell that nation how they are supposed to deal with a situation like that? And then if some of these government officials decide to say, you know what, hands off, Nigerians will start questioning. Look at the situation with Ekweremadu. We had some lawmakers travel from Nigeria. They traveled there to go and show support. Show support for what?
It's their guy now.
How? Your guy.
You cannot just leave your guy because he's been alleged to do something. You have not hit the government to say you're guilty. You gotta be your
When you look case like this, say, oh, my guy, we spent years for prison. You still travel over there. Yes. Spend taxpayers' money to go get to start a psychotic placard.
It's the taxpayers' money for me, though.
That's the part that gets to me because I feel like my daughter's money that was able to be used. If I calculate it, it's like 3 years in university that they used to go and fly.
But I mean, but what do you guys think is the way forward? Is the way forward that there will be an exodus as it is right now? Is that like the way forward, or there will come a time where people will realize now? Because one thing I always think about for a second is I feel like some people are just moving with a trend. Everybody wants to leave the country. So people get the slightest opportunity and they leave. And they may not be telling us stories of how tough it could be or it is out there.
Thank you, Dito.
Nothing is for free. In Nigeria, with the rugged arm, nothing they happen. You know, there's always a way out. And we always find our way. But for there, by the time you get out of your budget like this, your electricity bills will be affected.
Bro.
Before you know, if you chop lunch.
Rent in
because
the
you bought a drink. I wanna go. You know this kind of thing.
I know.
Yeah, so I mean, I hope people plan well. When I hear somebody
people to jackpot.
When I hear people say they have traveled or they don't jackpot, I mean, I ask what are they doing? If I say they're a doctor, or they're into finances or tech, I assume that they could find a way around it. Yeah. But I know there are way more people jackpotting than these people. So I hope they are finding it well, though.
Are we very disciplined to maintain the level that is expected of us abroad? Because you remember the video in
people
Dubai?
People travel and they behave well.
That's what we thought, though. Initially, it used to be that way so that you don't get deported, everybody will behave. But see those boys destroying cars in Dubai.
Yeah, this one's
right.
No. What message does that pass? It means that that era of when you go there, you behave yourself. Nigerians have so saturated those places.
They became very comfortable and they created an environment.
Now,
it seemed
that
like,
is the problem.
It seemed like this is our zone.
Now, that's the problem. If the Dubai government, I mean, it was obvious when we were banning that. Now, smarty the men, therefore, cause us join the ban. Like, we don't want to see Nigerians here. Nah, papa, nah. A small remain. They could, I'm sure. If it's not for, you know, all these press releases and stuff, they would have given us a proper intro because it's new to them. But Nigerians went there. It's normal to us back here. We went to go and display it there. So, my radio meme from some years ago, remember when I was on Good Morning Nigeria show, holding it down. You know, you have to try to say you have green in your blood.
Yes.
If you try to encourage Nigerians, you know, in Nigeria, we still work. Like, you know, we still have to put in. Yeah, every other country outside work because the people had to, they were dedicated to it. But now, I will not even want to see an end in sight because man must survive.
Yes.
Whichever way you know that you can survive that is legal, I will ask you to chase it. If it involves you jackpying, my brother jackpying.
Carry on.
I honestly don't want to see an end in sight, though. Because let's leave the negatives out of it. There are some positives.
Very many.
I mean, we have states in the US where you have, like, you know, hospitals being run by Nigerian doctors. Some of them, some of them, they complain that they're not being paid well. We've seen videos of them complaining of how,
that's interesting,
you know, stringent their working conditions are. But then again, we still have Nigerians who are breaking grounds over there. And it won't be a bad idea for me to see an Ayaka, you know, somewhere in Georgia, you know, holding it down, saying, look, yeah, this guy's this guy with a breakthrough. You know, I want that to happen. You know,
I still feel Nigeria is going to toughen things out. I feel like we're going to see good days. I don't know if I'm going to see it, but I know it's going to happen. And I think
we'll see it.
What I'm saying is there's a knot going on. Like, it's like a knot that needs to be untied, right? And I feel like eventually it might take a long time, but it's going to get to a point. Imagine when countries are like, yo, we don't want Nigerians. Stay back in your country. Because it's almost getting there, right?
Yes, it is.
And it's going to force people here who don't have options to ensure that this place works, because it's all about accountability.
Do you know that that drive is actually on right now?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's actually something to stop Nigerians from traveling out.
There are some people in the diaspora that cannot just wait for Nigeria to work so that they can come back. They are only scared of coming back because they are thinking to themselves, or more, they don't have investments there because it's not easy. They have investments back in Nigeria, so they are hoping that they build a house, they build this one.
If you guys jackpot, say by tomorrow morning, what are you going to miss about Nigeria, Scarlett?
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Let's start with you. What are you gonna be? Is it food? Is it family? I mean, just give us a.
Bro, let's start with
food. What would you miss most?
Most of my family is they are not even here.
They've already jackpot. Scarlett,
next one leg in. You start to ask us. Okay, guys, who is willing to jackpot?
Mega, if you really have jackpot ambitions, hold Scarlett very close.
Yo, but I don't actually want to leave Nigeria anytime soon. I love this country, number one, because of the food. Yes, true. And two, because of the freedom it allows. Like, you can do a lot of things without some stringent policies holding you back. You can decide to venture into different avenues and test the waters and stuff like that. Nigeria is a cruise land. Nigeria is cruise land. You catch your cruise, have fun. People make you laugh. People get you pissed off. Over there, it's a lot more difficult. In the UK, it's even hard. Like, you can be walking in London, like London town, and maybe you don't have directions to somewhere. You ask someone and they're looking at you like, excuse me, can't you see the signs? Because, like, they're not going to answer you, but in Nigeria, sorry, please, as long as you put that.
Somebody might go late just trying to show you where you should be at, yeah.
So, my country, I go there, Joe.
I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to look for things I will miss, but I'm not too plenty like that. Swear that.
I mean,
the safest thing for me to say is family. Yeah. That's the only thing I'll miss right now. But if it's anything that's happened in this country, forget it. I'm telling
you. And I feel like we've gone global now. If I want to eat pounded yam and egusi, I'll find it in America.
Funnily enough,
it will cost me more, but the reason why I jackpot is for greener pastures that I have already found. so I can afford it.
Funnily enough, I have a close family member who is in the UK, and he confirmed that that food you said, it tastes different. If you're in Nigeria, if you're in Nigeria, that taste you are yearning, and you're abroad,
it's not the same.
If you cook it there, it's not going to be the same.
Even the water is different.
Hey, you understand? So the taste is good. You feel like I'm eating this pounded yam.
But you will not feel like it's Nigerian food.
Now to put food for food flats be that now. They go fly from Lagos to London. I'm 8 hours.
Wait, so let me say, okay. You guys actually went to Dubai now, yourself and Sophie.
Yes.
Did you guys try in Nigerian cuisines?
I ate pounded yam and egusi.
And did it taste like pounded yam?
I wasn't looking out for the taste. So
that is the answer, bro.
To be honest, I was becoming homesick.
I
started eating steak and stuff. So we now went to one hotel. They have an African restaurant. I'm like, whoa!
Welcome home.
Give me pounded yam.
Finally,
I looked at the menu: pounded yam and egusi. They had okra. I'm like, whoa! Sorry, I could have stayed in Dubai for another year.
What would we do? It's company will you.
Oh boy.
Blue, what would you miss?
Well, I don't think I'm actually going to miss anything. Only thing I was going to say is food, but then my friend in China told me how he managed to find his way around making egusi soup and stuff like that. So
you always find it.
In every country, there's an African store, like a Nigerian store. You would always find things like that.
So yeah, I'm not missing any. I don't think if I move to anywhere, I'm going to miss something. I don't think.
I mean, if I take my family with me, I'm fine. Like my immediate family, not my brothers.
You're lucky me. I'm not married.
Those ones, brothers, you can listen to this podcast.
I will send a direct link.
Those ones, we can be talking on the phone. We speak on the phone. Say, bruv, I dey be now.
Yo, it's been great. We just had a conversation about Jackwa. If you're planning to Jackwa for the right reasons, man. But catch us again on another interesting episode of the 4Play podcast. Don't forget to check us out on social media. It's Cool FM Kano, and the website is www.coolfm.ng/Kano. Check out the other episodes of the 4Play podcast and listen to Cool FM 96.9 Kano. Bye.
3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah. It's the 4Play podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.